We've all heard the expression, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, an expression we use somewhat derisively to convey our thoughts and feelings about those chronic complainers in our midst. Well, in this morning's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples a parable that some might suggest seems to commend this practice of being a squeaky wheel. But I'm not convinced that's the point of the illustration that Jesus uses. The woman in this morning's parable was by no means simply a nagging complainer. She was a widow, and as a widow in Jesus' day, she would have been amongst the most vulnerable people in her society. And we're told in this story that this widow had been wronged in some way, and that she was seeking justice. And we're also told that it was the judge in the story who was the problem, not the widow. Jesus describes this judge as a man who neither feared God nor respected people. And so the purpose of this parable was not to commend nagging, but rather to contrast the character of this unjust judge with that of our loving God. Because unlike the judge in this story, who only grants justice to the widow in order to make her go away and leave him alone, Jesus assures his disciples that God hears our prayer and understands our need, because love and justice are fundamentally intrinsic to God's character. And so Jesus uses this parable to underscore our need to pray always and to not lose heart. Not because our prayer changes God by wearing God down, if you like, but because our prayer changes us and strengthens us to change the world. Because the truth is that intentional, regular, and generous prayer, persistently and faithfully practiced by the grace of God, changes us more and more into the people that God calls us and wills us to be. And while this kind of prayer can indeed be hard work, as followers of Jesus, it is precisely the work to which we are called. Stewardship is similarly hard work that also requires our persistence and our faithfulness. Because stewardship, at its most basic level, is about giving of ourselves to God and about using all that God has given us in both grateful and life-giving ways. And just like prayer, stewardship is also a lifelong and a life-changing spiritual discipline. It's understandably quite easy for us to give emotionally or even impulsively to those causes that quite rightly tug at our heartstrings, such as the current urgent PWRDF appeal to support disaster relief in Haiti. But sustained and systematic giving to support God's mission through the ministry of our parish and our diocese is often much harder to achieve. But just like prayer, intentional, regular, and generous giving by the grace of God can change us more and more into the people that God calls us and wills us to be. And so I want to focus for a moment on each of these three adjectives I've just used to describe our prayer life and our life of stewardship: intentional, regular, and generous. Being intentional with our stewardship simply means developing a concrete plan for our giving. Being regular with our stewardship means following through with that plan. And being generous relates not only to what we give, but also to the spirit in which we give it. Now, if you find yourself rummaging through your purse or your pockets as you arrive at church, or even just as the collection plate is being passed, to see what might be available for the morning offering, you probably have some work to do developing a more intentional approach to your giving. And if you haven't yet considered using our parish's recommended PAR system for making pre-authorized banking arrangements for regular monthly donations, or if you're not even using the more traditional system of weekly offering envelopes, then you perhaps have some work to do in developing a more regular approach to your giving. But at the risk of becoming a bit of a squeaky wheel myself this morning, I want to focus specifically on this idea of generosity. Because the truth is, God's extravagant generosity towards us should compel us to be extravagantly generous in return. Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And it was Anne Frank who noted that no one ever became poor by giving. Our own approach to stewardship is really all about how we celebrate and indeed how we share God's blessings. Stewardship is about caring for all that belongs to God, and it's rooted in both the recognition that everything we have comes from God and in the conviction that God calls us to use all of these gifts both wisely and generously. For the past 125 years, our Anglican forebears have worshipped, worked, and witnessed in this sacred space here at the corner of Elgin and Somerset. And we ourselves, along with countless others throughout the generations, have been blessed by the legacy of their faithfulness and by their stewardship of this sacred space and of its mission and its ministry. And in our own place and time, the stewardship of that great legacy has been entrusted to us, along with the responsibility to care for this space and to continue to use it wisely and generously for the benefit of all as we seek to celebrate and to make manifest the grace and the love of God. Now, in the few short months that I've been blessed to be here with you, I've begun to learn a bit about the state of the collective stewardship of this parish and about the tremendous ways in which you remain committed to and engaged in making a positive difference in our community and in our world. It's clear that some significant progress has been achieved in response to the moving forward planning that this parish participated in about 5 years ago, and your support for the diocesan gift campaign, which will soon be drawing to a close, has resulted in a number of projects and initiatives, including the funding for my ministry here at St. John's. And so despite there being some very real and obvious challenges, such as the need to finish paying for the narthex renovation, as well as to address some other significant infrastructure issues, there is clearly very much for us to celebrate and to be grateful for. That said, however, one of the most distressing things I've learned about the state of our collective stewardship is that for nearly 2 decades now, the annual revenues of our parish have not been sufficient to cover our costs. And as a result of this, in addition to relying on some significant one-time gifts we've been very blessed to receive, our parish has had to rely year after year on selling off some of our assets and investments in order to meet our operating expenses. And as I understand it, if we do not somehow reverse this trend, then within another decade, there will be nothing left to liquidate. So clearly, something needs to change. We either need to increase our revenues or reduce our costs, or inevitably, we will eventually need to close our doors. In other words, we can either seek greater means to accomplish our ministry, or we must curtail or even conclude that ministry in this particular place in our city and from this beloved sacred space. Now, simplistically speaking, in terms of increasing our revenues at least, we really only have a very few options. We could each double the amount of our givings, for example, or we could double the size of our congregation and the number of identifiable givers, or we could look for some alternate additional revenue streams in order to help support and sustain our ministry. And we could do that by potentially partnering with other congregations or community groups or even with local businesses in order to better leverage our location and our facilities. Realistically, I believe it will take some of all of this. We do need to continue to seek to grow our community by attracting, welcoming, and engaging new members in God's mission. We do need to continue to explore and develop our partnerships, both within and beyond our local community, as we continue to seek to build our urban village. But in addition to all of this, we must each also seek to increase our givings in so far as we are able. Our givings need to be generous, and our givings should also be proportional. Because nowhere in Scripture will you find anything that says you should give $50 or $100. The language of Scripture is always about giving in proportion to what we've received. Because everything we have by the grace of God. I saw a church billboard once that said, a lot of people are willing to give God the credit, but not many are willing to give God the cash. Our giving to support the worship, work, and witness of this parish is more than just our responsibility. It should be our privilege to share this way in the mission of God. Our giving is more than just some act of Christian obligation. It is, in fact, tangible evidence of our faith. And it is also a vital means of transforming our faith into concrete action. In the parable of the persistent widow, which we heard this morning, Jesus reminds us that the world can often be unjust, and that it doesn't always function as God intended, and that what is needed is for us to dare to be persistent, like the widow, in both demanding what is right and in doing what is right. Through our faithful persistence in both prayer and in the practice of our stewardship, we can continue to support this parish and indeed our wider church, not as institutions, but as communities, communities that are called to respond as God does to the cries for greater justice and healing and hope in our world. And so this morning, and throughout this year's stewardship campaign, I encourage you to reflect deeply on your own giving to the church, such that the time, the talent, and indeed the treasure that you offer might be intentional and regular, but above all, generous. And I want to leave you with this one last quote, this one from St. Augustine, who said, "You should pray as if everything depended on God, and you should give as if everything depended on you." Amen.